AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A source close to the investigation says the 22-year-old gunman behind two deadly shootings in Copenhagen was released from jail just 2 weeks ago and might have become radicalized while in custody. Other sources identify the man as Omar Abdel Hamid El Hussein. The prime minister tells TV2 Denmark that he had a history of violence and gang connections.
He's a Danish citizen born in Denmark. He was known by the police for several criminal acts, including severe violence. And he was also known to be linked to a criminal gang in Copenhagen.
The Islamic State group has released a video showing the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christian hostages in Libya. University of London religious study professor Cosimo Zena argues that religion cannot be blamed for such violence.
No one in their clear mind can prove that religion is allowing them to do what they are doing.
Egyptian jets have carried out airstrikes against Islamic State group targets in the neighboring Libya in response to the killings. The Egyptian government calling for an international military intervention. Italy says it will take part in any such intervention if authorized by the UN Security Council. A big storm rolling through the south. Up to 15 inches of snow in the forecast for Kentucky. Tennessee seems to be the dividing line between the sleet, freezing rain, and snow. Emergency management spokesman Dean Fleener.
We've seen more snow in the northern part of our state along the Kentucky border. We've seen more sleet and rain mixed in our southern border with Alabama.
Winter storm warnings up for the extreme northwestern Georgia through the Carolinas, Virginia, West Virginia, D.C., and north along the coast. This is AP Radio News. An international hacking ring is said to have skimmed $1 billion from banks around the world. Chris Doggett with Kaspersky Lab North America tells CBS This Morning members of the ring have been able to cover their online tracks.
We have some ideas about where they're based, but, you know, attribution, as we call it, is always very difficult because it's easy for hackers to make it appear like they're in one place or they're one person when they're actually somewhere else.
Kaspersky says the hackers seem to limit their theft to about $10 million before they move on to another bank. A homeless Columbus, Ohio woman who was raped while sleeping under a bridge last year sometimes had to beg for bus money or she walked up to 8 miles over the last year in order to face her attacker in various court hearings. A police officer says her determination to be in court helped force a guilty plea from the 54-year-old man who has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.